Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Welcome back, friends, to episode 20, Your Brain's Default Settings. So I wanted to talk to you guys today about this idea that I heard from Jody Moore. I've been in her Be Bold program for a year now, and I love it because I have multiple teachers that teach the same ideas, but they all teach them so differently. So I love getting that the same information delivered to me in different ways. I find it fascinating. But the idea is that your brain is programmed like a cell phone, right? When you buy a cell phone, you have everything that comes on there is a default setting. So everyone that gets this phone will have the same background. They're going to have the same ringtone. Everything is exactly the same. And the longer you have your phone, the more changes that you make, the more personalizations that you make. And we can use that as an analogy for our brains, right? We're all born with this default setting. And as we grow and change, we can personalize those default settings in our brain to be things that serve us better, right? If you don't like to have the same ringtone as everyone, you're going to change the ringtone. If you want to personalize your background so that every time you open your phone, it brings a smile to your face with a picture of a loved one. These are the kinds of things that people do with their cell phones. And if you can do this with your cell phone, think of how much joy you could get from doing this with your brain. I thought that this was just a fascinating way to explain the idea of making conscious thoughts in your head that make you feel a certain way. I would say that the vast majority of us have this default setting of instant gratification, right? Everything is at our fingertips. And that's how it's been the majority of our life. If you want something, you go online, you order it, it's there in a day or 2 days. If you want something, you need it right now, you drive to a store. If you want to know how to do something that you don't know how to do, boom, you pick up your phone, you search it on YouTube. Like everything is instant in this society now. So we have that default setting in our brain that if we want something, that we should be able to get it instantly. So this is one of the best default settings to change in the beginning of your money journey. You need to retrain your brain to be okay with the idea that you don't get exactly what you want right when you want it, and that's okay. I put up my daily inspirational post on Facebook this past week that said, stop making impulse purchases, start making mindful decisions. And I got so much quality feedback from that post. So many people saying, oh, yes, I struggle with impulse purchases. I know that it's a problem for me. I wish that I could stop. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to pay attention, because I know that I'm spending all this money. I talked to a potential client the other day, and they said that they have problems with impulse purchases, right? They think that, oh, this paparazzi jewelry, it's only $5. And then $25 later, they're headed home with $25 less in their pocket, right? So the idea that you can give up the things that you want immediately in order to get the things that you want that matter to you more. And I've preached on this over and over again, so I'm not going to beat it into the ground. But giving up the things that you want right this minute for the things that you want more in the future is a huge change in settings for your brain. So that's one that you can work on. Another default setting that I've heard from so many people over the years is that you will always have a car payment. That is not true. I will always have a car payment. That's just how life is. Okay, maybe for the majority of people, that is the default setting. That's great. But we can change and personalize our settings to suit our circumstances. So you don't want to have a car payment. You want to save cash and buy a car with cash, because then you can own your car. The car won't own you. Another default setting, which is one that I believed, is that you cannot go to college without getting student loan debt. I totally believe that. I got student loan debt because that's what you do, right? I totally believed that that is what everyone does to go to college. But it's not true. I had to spend 2 hard years of my life paying back those student loans with a ferocity where I did nothing but pay off debt. My husband and I worked and worked and worked. We did not play. We just focused only on paying off our debt, and it took 2 years of our lives. If someone had told me before I went to college that there is a way that you can go to school without taking out student loans, my life could be totally different. And obviously, I wouldn't go back and change anything now. I'm grateful for all the things that I've learned and all the experiences that I've had. But if you've never heard that before, you don't have to have student loans to go to college. Tell your kids, tell your friends, tell your nieces and nephews and your cousins. Let them know you don't have to have student loan debt, right? It is optional. And maybe that means that you have to go to a community college for 2 years. And maybe that means you have to work while you're in school to pay for your schooling. But we shouldn't be scared to do those things. You shouldn't have this dream to go to a college that you can't afford, borrow a bunch of money to make that dream come true, and then have to look back on it in the future and see how much debt you got yourself into to follow this dream. You shouldn't have to go into debt to follow your dreams. You can tweak the way that you achieve your goals. If you can't afford to go to a fancy private college, then you probably shouldn't go to a private college. If you can spend 2 years at a community college getting your basics out of the way in a way that is affordable, then you should do that. Go spend those 2 years in community college, pay for your school as you go through it, work a job while you're in school because it's not going to kill you, and save up money to go to that university. You can totally do that. I wish someone would have told me that when I was going through school. And the last default that I'm going to talk about today is the default feelings that come up when you tell yourself no. Or when someone else tells you no. We have grown up in a society where everything's a yes. You shouldn't have to tell yourself no. Your parents aren't going to tell you no. You be you. You do you. Do whatever you want all the time. Make yourself happy. Put it all on a credit card. It'll be fine. But it's not fine. We need to change our default setting and train ourselves to think differently about saying no, to think differently about hearing no. saying no to yourself is not a bad thing. Can it be a bad thing? Of course. But is it always a bad thing? No. It's a two-letter word that carries so much weight, and we as a society have forgotten the importance of saying it to ourselves and to others around us. So work on changing that default setting in your brain that says saying no is always bad. I have told myself no so many times in order to be able to tell myself yes to the more important things. I told myself no to a million things when we were working through paying off our debt. I continue to tell myself no to many things, and that has given me the ability to start my own business. It's given me the ability to stay home and raise my children. It's given me the ability to do a lot of amazing things that I never would have gotten to do if I would not have told myself no. It's okay to say it. It's okay to hear it. I give you permission. If that's what you're waiting for, you now have permission to tell yourself no. You have permission to tell others no. Now, I would love to get feedback from you all on this to hear what your default settings are. I am going to continue to think through this idea, and I think that I'll do a follow-up podcast episode with more default settings, and I would love to hear what you have to say on this topic. So feel free to interact with me at Melissa Blanford Coaching on Facebook, or shoot me an email at melissab@melissablanfordcoaching.com and tell me, what are your default settings? What makes it hard for you? And I'll try to think of ways to help you work through it, because I think that this is just a fascinating topic. It could be different for everyone, but I think that there's also a lot of similarities across the board for all of us. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and have a fantastic week. Enjoy the spring weather. It's spring break for us, so I'm going to go enjoy time with my family. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blanford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.